This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Position. Here He is, the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is the promised Messiah to the Jews. And He comes in riding on a lowly donkey. How can He be a king and doesn't look like a king? Y'all missed it. How can I be all this that people are looking for and I don't look like much? Isn't it amazing how God has put something in you, but because of people's presuppositions about you, because you don't look like much to them, they assume you're not much? Can you still be secure in who God is making you be, even though folks don't look at you like you're much? You come out of the projects. You come out of Winfield. You come from a single-parent home. You don't know who your father is. Your mother sometimes talks bad about you. Sometimes people abandon you, but God said, I've kept you here for a purpose. Can you handle the fact that you are a king who looks like a peasant? I know that people look at you, and because you're where you are, people don't think you look like much. They take you for granted because you just look so plain and simple. Here it is. Jesus is the king. He is the promised king. He is the salvation for the very people who don't even like what they're looking at. Because they were expecting Him because of their antagonism toward the system. They expected Him to come on a white horse. They expected Him to come on a horse and a chariot because a horse and a chariot symbolizes war. But your king comes to Jerusalem on a donkey that symbolizes peace. I'm going to try again. That Jesus comes not protesting. Jesus comes not acting a fool. Jesus does not come criticizing on Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook. He comes not attacking the police and getting and rioting and acting a fool and tearing up the community and tearing up the streets. He comes in peace. And He comes in peace because He represents peace. They were expecting Him to come on the white horse, but that's not going to be till His second coming, when He comes representing the judgment against those who wouldn't love Him. But this situation, He comes in peace. And you're trying to figure out, how do I come into myself and not break in? I want people to see me. So it'll make you be tempted to try to hurt somebody else so you can be seen. Make you stab somebody in the back so somebody will realize how great you are. It'll make you hate on somebody else because you don't see that they see you. God's word to you today is, remember your position. That you being a king or a queen, a child of the king, has nothing to do with what you're driving, but it's what's driving you. And as long as God is driving you, as long as He is your God, you are coming in peace, and God's got a plan regardless of how the crowd feels. As I unpack it a little further, can you handle coming in peace and then realizing the different crowds you're dealing with? Because there are three different crowds in this text. You got some who came with Jesus from Galilee. These are folk who've seen His miracles and then has come to see what's next. You got folks in Jerusalem who are just waiting on the Messiah, but He don't look like much. And then you got another group of people who are there from, according to John 12, who just heard about Lazarus rising from the dead, so they just want to see Lazarus. And you got all these different people who are really in the crowd, but not all of them coming to see Jesus. And you got to handle the fact that everybody in your crowd doesn't mean you any good. You've got to handle the reality. This is not meant to make you paranoid. This is not meant to make you afraid. But I'm trying to help you. Pastor trying to help you. All these folks that you're telling your business to are not really your friend. Some people that you think because they wear the same color as you, or because y'all get your hair done together, or because y'all do certain things, does not mean that they mean you any good. I can't help old folks right now because they think they know, but can I help my young people? Because those grown people think we know, but some of us grown people, truth be told, the crowd done jacked us up. The crowd done messed us up. People have struck us down. Here it is. He says you got to consider the power of your position. You can't come down off the donkey and start acting a donkey. I'm going to try that again. His word to you today is, I don't care what everybody else does, I have called you to be different. And you got to still be different, even though everybody else is trying to be the same. Who do I have who's willing to say today and make that stand that if God has called me to be different, I'm going to be different whether they love me or whether they don't love me. I'm going to be different whether they laugh at me or whether they talk about me, because I came to please the Lord and not come to please people. Because watch what's going to happen. If you've ever read the story of the Lord, you realize that the very people laughing at him needed him to save them. I'm going to try it again. The very people who talked about Jesus are the ones he came to die for. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try one more time. That the very people that talked about Jesus and scandalized his name were the very people that he came to save. And can you not come off the donkey and still come and be a blessing to those who don't care nothing about you? Jesus had to handle this. Coming into Jerusalem, knowing what kind of crowd he's going to have. The Bible says a great multitude. Now they start taking off all the palm branches, and they start waving the palm branches. Hosanna! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna means save us, Lord. It means save us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. They start waving the palm branches. The multitude start taking off their garments and putting them out there in the pathway as he was riding into Jerusalem. But here's the tension of the text. Here's where it gets a little tricky. It's possible that the very people who took those palm branches and said, save me, the same people who took off their garments and said, blessed be the name of the Lord, could be the very people who just doing it because the crowd does it. I'm going to try again. So that means that you, if you're going to keep on going, if you understand you're going somewhere, you got to first of all consider the power of your position. Then secondly, you've got to contend with the pressure of praise. Contend with the pressure of praise. Here it is. I'm going to let the cat out the bag. People want to feel appreciated. All of us do. All of us want to feel like we matter. All of us want to feel like I'm worth something. All of us want to feel and be acknowledged from time to time. Young people, this is your day. We are acknowledging you. We should acknowledge you every day, but this is the day that we designate this day for you. Acknowledge you. We all want to be acknowledged. And I'm going to be truthful, because that's my job, that there's some people hating right now because it's not their day. So they don't care. They have praising, ain't show up because it's not their day. And you got to handle the fact that people that may not support you 1 minute and will kiss up to you the next minute. Don't you let praise mess you up. I wish I had somebody help me preach. I'm going to leave you alone a minute. I know you want to hunt your eggs. I know you want to go eat. But can I really help my people real quick? That you stop letting the praise of people mess you up. You can never afford to live for praise. Can you imagine how good Jesus feels? I'm coming into my people. I'm coming into Jerusalem. They don't see me right, but because they think I'm coming to be the king politically. They think I'm coming to save them from Caesar. I'm coming to save them from Satan. And they don't really see me for who I really am. But they, so they praising me, but by the time I get through coming, because when he leaves this parade, he goes and tear up the church. He turns the church inside out, turns over the tables, so the very folk who praise him now, when he get in their business, they don't want to praise him no more. The same day that they praise him in the parade, by the time they get to the after party, they don't want to praise him no more. What would happen if Jesus would have stayed there in the midst of the parade, listening in and soaking in all the praise? Look how much they love me. Look how Listen how much they love. These are my people. They love me. He's stuck in praise. And when you're stuck on praise, you can't function unless people. You can't function in areas unless people tell you you did great. You can't handle it if people just don't always say, "Ooh-wee." You woke up this morning. Look how you woke up this morning. You brushed your teeth. Look how you brushed your teeth. Ooh, you washed your face. Look how you washed your face. Look how good you drove. Look how good you logged on to work. Look how good you put your uniform on. Ooh, look how good you sat next. Do you really need that to function? Can you handle that you still are powerful, anointed, and gifted, and nobody ever say a word to you? I don't think you're ready for that. Because some of us won't do unless somebody beg us. Because we're focused on the praise of people instead of the glory of God. And I'm calling you to this day. I'm calling you to never live for people to say thank you. They may never appreciate you. They may never call your name. They may never give you an award. But if when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, be not dismayed when friends won't believe you. He'll understand and he'll say, "Well done." Because people are funny. People are tricky. People are fickle. Smiling in your face. All the while trying to take your place. The OJs call them. Don't act like y'all don't know. They call them. You can't live for the praise of people because you'll never live. If people know they got power over you and you live for their praise, they will hold it back because they think they can control you. I know you want mom and dad to be proud, but they never tell you that they're proud of you, but God's proud. I know you want coach to be proud of you, and you're killing yourself, breaking your legs trying to make coach say how great you are. But God's word to you is give the best you got, and God have a way to deal with coach. Stop living for the praise of these people who ain't saved your soul. I know you want to be appreciated, but God has a way of letting that gift make room for you. And you have to make room for your gift. There's no way if God created you, you can be passed over. There's no way if God created you and kept you that you can be passed by. What God has for you is for you. It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter who knows your name. God has a way of rising you up out of nowhere and help you be a blessing to your whole city. But you got to stop living for the praise. Because too much honey can bloat you. Too many people pumping you up can be bad for you because you won't be humble anymore. And I do have a problem with the fact that many of us, I know this church has an issue with it, and this city has an issue with it, that we have a problem lifting each other. We feel like God has called us to be the ones to make sure we don't get a big head. And so we criticize more than we lift. We judge more than we help. Our criticism is normally not constructive. It's normally destructive. We're trying to tear somebody down. Why? She thinks she all that. He think he all that. And you have a problem, so you think God has sent you to tear down somebody else. Because you don't want them getting the big head. What kind of child of God doesn't want another child of God feeling good about themselves? If anybody ought to be lifting the child of God up, ought to be another child of God. Why are we so hard on each other? Bishop T.D. Jakes said this the other day in a message, and that stuck with me, and I need to share this with you. Because he says, when it came to demons and demonic presences, he said, demons, here's the difference between demons and the church. Y'all ready for this? He says, demons always are in order. Demons know who they're working for. Demons know their territory. Demons know who they're going for. And nowhere in Scripture have you ever seen demons fight. Where's the only place you see fighting in Bible and in today? Y'all don't believe me. When Jesus came to this man in Mark 5, in the Gadarene, this man was mad. He was a madman. He was crazy. And they asked him, Jesus, what are you doing here? He says, what is your name? And the Spirit says, my name is Legion, for we are many. The demons know how to support each other, and the saints still ain't figured it out. Because we can't handle one of my brothers and sisters coming up without me tearing them down. Don't y'all be like us. As tight-knit as you are now, I want y'all to stay tight-knit. If one of y'all is a valedictorian and one of y'all came halfway past, support the one that's smart and give it. Man, how did you pass? How did you get that? I'll help you. If you need help, I'll help you get smarter and get doing better with it. Don't you dare hate on each other. Stop throwing salt on each other. Stop throwing shade on each other. Help one another, because when one of us goes, we all go. Why? Because we're going somewhere. But we can't get anywhere looking for fickle praise. This half-hearted praise. I'm finna leave you alone, because y'all ain't come for this, but I did. Because praise will mess you up. And these same folk having a shouting parade party in a few more days sprinkled in the crowd of a mob saying, crucify him. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. He's got a big crowd who just came to see what's going on. Some people in your crowd don't mean you any good, but it's cool to be seen with you because of God's presence on you. And some people only hang with you because God hang with you. And if you live for their praise and then they stop praising you, you're trying to get them to praise you instead of living for God. And who am I talking to who's stuck in the parade because you won't get the praise? You're not getting the praise you once got. Uh-oh, got quiet in the parking lot, didn't it? Nobody ever say nothing to me. Nobody ever appreciates me. Nobody ever call my name. I'm tired of doing this for nothing. I'm tired of them using me. I'm tired of being messed over. I'm tired of being the only one. I'm tired of being the one I got to do it. I'm tired of looking like a fool. Who are you doing this for? Because if you're doing it from the goodness of your heart, how can folk use you? You want the Lord to use you. But when you're goal is for people to see, you're going to feel like you're being used. Why? Because you're using. Mm-hmm. Because that crowd, Facebook likes. Lord, social media done tore us up. Facebook likes, and you posting stuff that you don't even believe yourself. But you want somebody to say, I love you. You want them thumbs. You want them, I love you. I love you. You're so pretty. You put all these glamour shots, and I find out now it's called filters. Some of that stuff ain't how you really look, but you want people to say, that you so pretty. You like a doll. I used to agree with you so pretty, because you don't like what you see in the mirror. But God is calling you to look in that mirror for yourself and love what God made. Love who God made. Will a man ever say amen? Will a God ever call you fine? Will God ever call you this? That God calls you, I calls you marvelously and wonderfully made. Because the same folks who are waving these flags and these branches at you, trying to take you out later when you don't do something they like. Mess around and tell these folk who say they love you. You want to know if somebody ride or die in your life? Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth about themselves. And see if they still ride or die. Tell them no. And see if they still ride or die. If the only way we cool is if I do what you say, we ain't too cool. I can't get no honks. I can't get no shouts. You know why? Because we got a crowd today. And you got to be able to handle when the crowd love you and the crowd don't like you. Don't honk now. Don't honk now. Don't honk now. Let me get done. Let me get done. You got to consider the power of your position. You got to contend with the pressure of praise. And then lastly, if you go keep on, like I'm going somewhere, you got to continue to pursue your purpose. Did you hear what God just told you? You got to continue to pursue your purpose. And your purpose ain't tied in to what they say. Whether they praise him or not, he's still Jesus. Whether they call his name or not, he was still going to die for their sins. Whether they liked it or not, it ain't that he wasn't based on the parade. But it's interesting what the Pharisees start getting mad. Because the Pharisees start seeing all this praise and attention on Jesus. So I want to help you understand what's happening to some of you. Because some people are genuinely connected to you. They're seeing the God in you. And the Pharisees, who represent those who used to have control over you, they're seeing the control they had over you no longer be over you and be toward the Lord. And they got a problem with that. So they go and tell Jesus, will you stop them from all this praise? Stop them from doing that to you, Lord. And Jesus says, well, if I stop them, it's going to be some stones. Some rocks will cry out if they don't do it. So what the Lord is saying is, I'm going to get my glory whether they do it or not. But you ought to be grateful to some people who can see the glory of God coming into the situation. The Pharisees got mad because they were no longer getting the glory. And there are some people who in the crowd who are what they call lurking. They still say lurking? Y'all still say lurking? There's some people lurking in your crowd. They're not going to praise. They're not going to even say nothing nasty or negative to you. They want to see how you're treated. They're sitting back watching and seeing how things play out. They don't cause any trouble. They don't cause a stir. They're just simply watching so they can know where to attack. There's some Pharisees in your life. It may be a mother, a father, a family member, a church member. There are some Pharisees in your life, and you got to handle the fact that even though they're trying to set you up, all it's going to do is put you where you're supposed to be anyway. He continues to pursue his purpose. He didn't let the crowd cause him to miss out on the assignment that he had. Because if he would let the crowd mess him up, even if he got scared, because he knows who he's dealing with. He knows who don't love him. Hadn't God shown you? Y'all don't want to be honest. Hadn't God shown you some people? I'm going to ask that again. Hadn't God shown you some people? You might not want to accept it, but hadn't God shown you some people? Hadn't God shown you some people you didn't think would be like that, but they are? And then hadn't God shown you folks that you didn't think cared anything about you, been a blessing to you? You got to handle that and still pursue the purpose he's given you in your life. Here's what you got to learn to do. Because I know many of us are hurting because you want to take people with you that you love. But what happens when they really don't care about you and you're trying to take dead weight with you to your purpose? You can't afford to miss out on what the Lord has for you trying to bring along people who don't care about you or your God. That sounds so ugly to say. That sounds so ugly to say. But you can't afford. Here's what God will do. God will lift you up in such a way. Read John 12. That when you come and lift in your purpose, that God has a way. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. God has a way, if you keep pursuing the purpose, he will lift you, and whoever is supposed to come towards you will come towards you. But you'll never get it if you don't get your purpose trying to help somebody else get theirs who really don't want it. they're really trying to stop you from getting yours. You can afford. If they don't want to learn, they ain't got nothing to do with you. They don't want to be intelligent, they have nothing to do with you. There's nothing cool about ignorance. Nothing cool about fighting. Nothing cool about causing trouble in class. What's cool is a degree. What's cool is a diploma. What's cool is graduating with honors. What's cool is being respectable. Not acting a fool, because that's what the crowd does. Because God has called you from the crowd. God has called his children from the crowd. And today God's word to you is, you got to go somewhere. Stay focused on your destination. Don't let the crowd cause you. Don't let the crowd of Instagram and Snapchat cause you to forget about what the Lord is saying about you. I've been nervous this past year without y'all, because I know the enemy has been plotting ways how he can get you with the crowd confusion. Because we haven't been able to be here with you. You haven't been able to be here with us. And I've been concerned about you. But I'm encouraged to see you today. And I'm calling you to be ambassadors, because we got to go somewhere. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need y'all to be ready to preach. We be ready for y'all to prophesy. We need y'all to be ready to be gifting people and laying hands on the sick. You are not called to be like everybody else. I'm going to sound real arrogant here, but I got to speak what God's given me to speak. And in Zechariah, in Matthew's gospel, he says, when Jesus comes, he says, oh, daughter Zion. I'm going to try again. Be encouraged, daughter Zion. Zion is his people in Jerusalem. It's not just Jerusalem, it's a certain group of people in the city who belong to him. So that when the Lord shows up, they see the Lord and they're encouraged because Zion shows up. Zion is the feminine use of the word, and the masculine use of the word is Israel. But he says, oh, daughter Zion, be encouraged, Zion, be lifted, Zion. Y'all missed it. I'm going to keep on doing it so y'all get it. Come forth, Zion. Raise up, Zion. Pray more, Zion. Read more, Zion. Reach out, Zion. Love everybody, Zion. Change the school, Zion. Change the team, Zion. Sing to God's praises, Zion. Oh, Zion. You got to handle this reality. You got to handle this reality if you belong to God. You going somewhere. And you going somewhere, everybody else can't go. And you got to be okay going somewhere. Everybody else isn't going. But I promise you this. If you belong to God, and God belongs to you, by the end of the story, all glory will be given to God. Anybody else besides me saying, I'm going somewhere. I'm not letting the crowd hold me back. I'm not going to let their dirty faces, their opinions, their criticisms, their judgments, their opinions, their accusations, finger pointing. I'm going somewhere. I hear it, but I don't hear it. I see it, but I don't see it. I feel it, but I don't feel it. I'm going to press on and see what God has in store for his people. God bless you today. God bless you. I want to offer Christ to you now. I want to offer Christ. My brother, my sister, won't you come to him today? Perhaps you let the crowd cause you not to even want to be saved. Today is your day. This day symbolizes victory. Everything about this day is victory, that we're victorious. But you need to be on the winning side to have victory. I offer Christ to you. You want to be saved, today is your day to be saved. Perhaps you are saved and you let the crowd mess you up and you stop walking with him. Today is your day to get back in line and walk with the Lord. Won't you come today? Who are you? Are there any young people who need prayer today because the crowd has distracted you. Being popular and people's opinions, rumors, text messages, Snapchats that went wrong, and it caused you to be feel like you're not on the right path. And you stopped on your journey because of the crowd, wanting to be liked, wanting to be accepted, wanting to stop talking about you. You did things that were not, that were less than your ability, less than your calling, because you wanted to be accepted. The crowd. Bible records there were nearly some 2.5 million folks in Jerusalem. Can you imagine the pressure of that many people who have an opinion about you? And some of us can't handle two or three folks and their opinions on us. But God is calling you today. Or there's some adults who let the crowd distract your assignment, deflect you from your purpose, cause you to miss what the Lord is saying because you're trying to please the crowd instead of pleasing the Lord. If that's you today, won't you come? We'll pray with you. You're going somewhere. Y'all hear God? You're going somewhere. But you can't go if you don't make a step. You're going somewhere. Glory to God. Let's not leave these young people uncovered. There's some adults who need to come. Because the crowd is stopping you from being the saint you need to be. Glory to God. If you're online with us right now, inbox us. Somebody will make contact with you momentarily. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going somewhere. Lift your hands to the Lord. Wherever you are, lift your hands to the Lord. Spend some moments thanking Him. Spend some moments just thanking Him. Thanking Him for who He is, what He's done. If He spoke today to you, say, Lord, thank you for seeing me, seeing my situation. Thank you, Lord, for knowing all about me when I couldn't tell anybody. I've cried about this in silence, God. Nobody knew. But, Lord, thank you for your word today. And you spoke to me personally. Thank you, God, that my destiny has not ended. I still have purpose. I still got a gift. I'm still called. You're not done with me. You haven't fired me. You haven't put me out. Thank you, Lord. Lord, forgive me now. Where I've let the crowd mess me up. Their opinions, their judgments, accusations, peer pressure, wanting praise, wanting to be needed, wanting to be wanted. Want to be accepted, and I lost sight of what it's all about. The crowd messed me up, Lord. And I understand that if I will keep living for you, I got to keep dealing with crowds. So I pray, Father, that you give me power over the crowd. That I know who I am. That I be secure in myself, no matter what the crowd pressure may be. That I better be different. Lord, will you give me a newness? Will you strengthen me? Will you renew me? Will you restore me, God? Forgive me where I've fallen short, God. Forgive me where I may have sinned against you, but Father, I come now needing your help. I need to be lifted. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me to be a better son, a better daughter, a better husband, better wife, better Christian. Help me to represent you in this world. You call me to make a difference in my school and not be like everybody else. You call me to make a difference. I see some things that's not right, and I can pray about it. But I've been afraid to be your child. But Father, I pray I have the boldness and the courage to stand and be what you call me. Because I know, God, if I stand for you, you'll stand with me. Help me, oh God. Lord, bless these your children. Whatever they stand in need of, oh God. Lord, will you heal the brokenness, heal the hurt, encourage them, oh God, lift them. They want to love you. They want to live for you. And I pray, God, you cover them. Cover them, oh God. Connect them. Spirit of God, say somebody been into it in this group. Somebody's been into it, been some schism somewhere. God says you got the power today to heal it. You got the power. Show the adults how to heal it. We just fix it today. These young people need us. Fix it today, youth leaders. Saints of God, fix it today. The crowd will make a mess. The crowd will mess you up. The crowd. Love you 1 minute, can't stand you the next. But thank God for his purpose, his hand on you. Whether the crowd love you or not, you've got Christ. Crowds come and go, but Christ is with you always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the release. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I worship you.
Heal and deliver, O God.
I worship you.
In the name of Jesus. Bless these babies, Lord.
I worship you.
Lord, bless these babies.
I worship you.
Have mercy, Lord.
I worship you.
These children need you, Lord.
I worship you.
Let them know, Lord, that you love them no matter what. Whatever the mistake has been, that you've forgiven them, you haven't left them.
I worship you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I worship you.
You're going somewhere. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I worship you.
Glory to God.
I worship you.
Glory to God.
I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. worship you. I 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 worship you.
Help Lord, help Lord, help Lord, help Lord. Come on, saints of God, pray for these children. Pray for them. Glory to God. Glory. Come on, a breakthrough is here, a breakthrough. Don't be nosy, don't spectate, participate. A breakthrough is right here for them. Help them press, help them press, help them press. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I worship you.
Glory to God.
I worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
Yes, Lord.
I worship you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I worship you.
I'm going somewhere.
I worship.
This is necessary if we're gonna go somewhere.
I worship you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's necessary if you're going to go somewhere.
I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I worship you. 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 I worship you.
Yes, Lord.
I worship you.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You made me, Lord. You made us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To God. God bless you. We're going to let them still be ministered to. We're not going to break this spirit. We're not going to break this move. But we're going to prepare or hearts to give, those online, ask that you'll give through the medium that you can give. We thank God for your worship today, worshiping with us. We're praying with you, praying for you. It's Holy Week, Passion Week, as we're preparing. As we're preparing to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, God's already breaking things. He's already moving. This is what victory is all about. This is what the love of God is all about. This is what God is all about. And so we invite you, those who give, through our various mediums. You can give here, you can mail in to PO Box 893, or you can give through our Cash App, $NewsLine1906. We pray God's blessings over you. That God will bless you throughout this week. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Continue to pray and lift. That God is up to something. He's breaking some chains in our lives. But remember that you're going somewhere. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Remember our vision to reach up, to reach out, and to reach in. God bless you. Be blessed. Glory to God. 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 Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless you, 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 God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, 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 Lord. Glory to God. 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 Thank you. on, bless him one good time. Come on, Zion. Come on, bless him together. Let's bless him. Come on, let's bless him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Be the glory. We ought to be like Peter on the mountain of transfiguration. It was good for us that we were here. What God has done for us this day, what he's done in the lives of our young people and our adults. To him be the glory. To him be the glory. And I got a funny feeling that he's just getting started. What he's wanting to do in his people. He's raising up this generation to be leaders not of tomorrow, but be leaders of today. And we thank God for all of you joining us today and worshiping. Did you enjoy worship today? Did you enjoy worship? Don't fool me now. Did you enjoy worshiping God today? Our plan is to be back here next Sunday for Resurrection Sunday, right here in the parking lot, to celebrate God again together. Amen. Amen. As we're getting closer to being able to come back and assemble in the sanctuary, we're looking forward to being able to share. We thank God for all of you today. Y'all be safe. I don't know what the next phase is. I think there's an area coming prepared for